Today is another historic day for soccer in America. Major League Soccer's 20th team, NYCFC, has been awarded to the city of New York. Congratulations.
Don Garber, commissioner of Major League Soccer, formally announcing a new team to be called the New York City Football Club is coming to New York. Joined by a joyous Mayor Michael Bloomberg, officials of the Yankees and of the Manchester City football team, whose majority owner is a member of the royal family of Abu Dhabi, the commissioner extolled the virtues of soccer, or as the rest of the world knows it, football, coming to New York.
We've seen one of the largest crowds ever to attend a soccer match here in this area when the MLS All-Stars played the World All-Stars in 1997. And now Major League Soccer will take stage, center stage in this region, now that NYFC will begin play in 2015. MLS will now have 20 teams spread throughout the United States and Canada, featuring great young American players. Most of our teams, including this team, will play in soccer-specific stadiums that have been built specifically for our sport, something we plan to do here in the years to come.
Not so fast, say community activists from Queens, the city, and all those who would profit from the multi-billion dollar venture say the preferred site for a stadium is Flushing Meadows Corona Park in Queens, a plan that would require turning over more than 14 acres of parkland to the new team. Donovan Finn is with the Fairness Coalition of Queens, comprised of at least 20 local groups concerned about the future of open park space in their community.
The site that they have picked out, starting that they've been promoting for almost a year now in Flushing Meadows Corona Park, is to us deeply problematic for a whole host of reasons. One reason is, first and foremost, that it's a park. It's not a development site. It's a park. And to us, parkland is sacred. You know, they're not making new parkland every day. The mayor has been touting for 12 years how much parkland he's been putting into, creating or revitalizing in more affluent parts of New York City. And it just strikes us as really, really wrong-headed and arrogant and, frankly, racist to propose selling off for a dollar 13 acres of the most heavily used park in Queens, which is heavily used by immigrants and people of color and working class people, so that a billionaire oil sheik and a for-profit corporation can make more money and not have to pay taxes.
The mayor, however, sees the new soccer club and by extension a new stadium as yet another feather in his business and developer-friendly cap.
This is just wonderful for our city. We haven't had a major soccer league franchise in the five boroughs since the Cosmos left back in the 70s, and back then many other businesses were leaving New York as well. But today is another example of how far we've come in reversing this trend and how we're bringing new jobs, new businesses, and major investments back to New York.
And Randy Levine, president of the Yankees, who orchestrated the turnover of city parkland to the Bronx Bombers and whose team will own 25% of the New York City Football Club, agrees. The two have worked together for some time.
And Mr. Mayor, you may recall just a few years ago, thanks to your leadership, Yankee Stadium was born, the Barclays Center was born, City Field was born. All the gloom and doomers were out. All the people who said it couldn't happen, wouldn't happen, not a good idea. Nobody's saying that on any of these things today. Communities have been benefited. New York has been benefited. And it's all thanks to your leadership, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much.
Levine went on to refer to people opposed to the development of a new soccer stadium as, quote, the usual suspects, close quote. But community activists in the Bronx have long complained that the partially city-funded project that produced a new Yankee Stadium was rife with problems, from construction delays to promised community funds that never got to neighborhood groups to exorbitant parking fees and meager wages for vendors. Donovan Finn says his organization wants better than that for Queens.
If a for-profit corporation and a billionaire owner, two billionaire owners, in fact, now, right, Manchester City and the Sheikhs, as well as the Yankees, these are incredibly affluent organizations. If they want to build a stadium, they can go out and buy land on the open market just like anyone else, and they should be allowed to propose the building of a stadium. I just think parkland is sacred and special and unique, and it should be held to a higher standard.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.